All right, next up we have Kevin Richardson. We have only about 10 minutes with him, so we're going to jump right into questions. On the aisle in the back.
You know, to see those guys go down, I don't think that the guys missed a beat. Really, you got guys like Andre and Ryan Pulley and Josh Liddell and Coley. Those guys can step up anytime they want to. It just took a lack of, you know, understanding the scheme that we had going on against those opponents that we had. And I think they just needed some more time to, you know, just sit and focus on those kind of details to make our game better. So it really wasn't a lack of leadership, but to show, you know, it goes to show that they look at us as leaders in the back end, voting me and Santos as team captains. I mean, you know, it was surprising to see it, but at the same time, it was surprising for me all around to just be voted a team captain from, you know, what I've been from. I mean, he wants us to, you know, to embrace everything that he has, you know, taught us already, because, you know, he wants us to push everybody else to show them this is what he wants from us as a defense, because we know his expectations already. And we kind of got to attack that and show everybody else this is how we're going to carry ourselves as a defense. So this is what y'all need to do, too. So bring that along.
Left side, second row.
Tuffy Zaface, like, I don't know, I didn't play this year, but, you know, when I played, it was Dak Prescott easily. But, I mean, you can see what he's doing at the next level. You know, that was probably the best one that I faced. But if you want to talk about quarterbacks now, you told me to exclude my quarterback. That's the best quarterback in the country to me. But, you know, we face a lot of tough quarterbacks. But what's his name from Missouri? He's pretty good now. I remember I watched him go from – struggling his freshman year to doing, you know, having a breakout sophomore season. So, probably him.
Left side, third row.
I didn't think about doing any of this. You know, I just hoping to play one day and ended up, you know, getting a starting spot, earning a scholarship, you know, being voted a team captain. Now I'm here, you know, at SEC Media Day. That's something that kids from Arkansas dream of doing, and I'm just living a dream right now.
In the back on the left side.
Yeah, that's one of the greatest coaches I've ever had. He loves teaching. He loves coaching. You know, sitting out this year really helped me grow as a player, because I got to see, you know, his mindset. I got to sit in, like, the meetings with him. I got to, you know, go watch film with him. You know, when we had game day prep stuff, I would go sit in with him and talk about it like I was getting ready to play the game and understand why this is what we were doing, what we were doing. And it kind of explained everything to me. And now, you know, I feel like I can take the next step as a player on the field this year because of what he's taught me last year, not even playing the game. Yeah, he pretty much slowed it down, taught me things step by step, and, you know, it's easier to understand the game now.
Left side, third row.
Yeah, we talk about, you know, we have a new saying. We talk about raising the bar. You know, we set the bar last year, and it wasn't exactly where we wanted it to be. And now we kind of just talk about raising that bar, carrying everybody to a higher standard. You know, this is the first spring we've ever been through without anybody missing workouts, being late to practice, being late to meetings. You know, we hold each other accountable. We hold each other to higher standards. And that's kind of what we want to do as team captains. We want to hold everybody up there. We're raising the bar to a new level. You know, and if we not going to show it this year, hopefully, you know, the years after that, they're going to continue to raise that bar and get to where we want this program to get to.
On the right, back row.
When you got guys like that who are already talented and can come in and learn the game, we've been sitting in meetings with them, and they are anxious. They're very eager to learn the game and just want to make an impact. And when you got guys like all of us, like who have combined 84 starts with me, Santos, Andre, Pulley, Coley, Josh Liddell, we got all of us who can bring those guys along. When we leave here, we'll know that they'll be in good hands when we leave.